It's a Thursday, which means it's time for this.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
His friend's a little slow. If you're friends with me, it goes without saying you're a little slow. All right, Nick axes, I answers. Go.
The NHL went bonkers yesterday with a pair of one-for-one trades and Steven Stamkos re-signing with the Tampa Bay Lightning. The Canadiens de Montreal sent face of the franchise defenseman PK Subban to the Nashville Predators for face of the franchise defenseman Shea Weber. Essentially, the Canadiens saved a little over $1 million in cap space to pick up a guy that's 3 years older and past his prime. A, hands down, the Preds won this trade. They just got one of the best defensemen in the NHL, who is also one of the biggest names in the sport, trading out a guy who is going to be on the wrong side of 30 when the season starts in October. B, the Canadiens needed to trade Subban. His contract was too big, but they really should have tried to get a little more out of the Preds other than saving $1.4 million in cap space. C, this trade, along with the ones that the Oilers made yesterday, going along with how bad the Maple Leafs, Jets, Canucks and Senators are, all but guarantees the Stanley Cup is won by an American team next spring.
What was the first one about? Because I am a believer that Nashville made out like a bandit.
That's A.
Okay, because they took your Sharks to 7 games, and in their losses, 5 goals, 5 goals, 5 goals. I'm thinking they needed some help on defense. That's what's known as addressing a need. I'm going A.
Sports Illustrated might have taken things a little too far in their analysis of that trade by saying that the Preds are going to be the NHL's version of the Warriors, and it's not just because they're yellow and blue. A, pump the brakes there, SI. Yes, the Preds got a lot better adding Subban, but have you forgotten about the Blackhawks, Penguins, or Capitals? All of those teams are far better than the Preds and finished with more points than the Preds last season. B, well, you have Subban, Philip Forsberg, Mike Fisher, James Neal, Roman Josi, and Pekka Rinne in goal. That is a solid young core of 6 guys that can certainly score about a million goals, making them like the Warriors in that sense. C, enough is enough with the comparisons to the Warriors with every team in any sport. They were the best regular season team in NBA history, and no baseball, football, hockey, or other NBA team is going to match this kind of dominance for another generation.
By the way, who wants to be the Warriors? They didn't even win it. They choked. They weren't... Even close. Oh, that's right. They lost by 4 in a game 7. I'm going to go with the pump the brakes, because the simple reason is you really need to pump the brakes and go easy for many of the reasons you just said. We're going A again.
Woo. The Dodgers placed demigod Clayton Kershaw on the DL for the second time in his career. The last time it happened, he won the Cy Young and the MVP. But the Dodgers are now left with Kenta Maeda as their best starter and traded for Bud Norris as an emergency arm, having called up number one prospect Julio Urias. It's a world of hurt that really only Giants fans can enjoy. A, the Dodgers' biggest mistake was letting Greinke walk this winter, leaving them severely shorthanded in their rotation, and it's finally catching up to them. B, it's better Kershaw go out now while only 6 back of the Giants while they're losing middle infielders to the DL like it's going out of style and opens a door to make trades before the trade deadline. C, the Dodgers have 6 pitchers on the DL now, but Ryu and others are starting in AAA and close to returning. Maybe it's not time to go into full panic mode.
I tell you what, they made an offer. Greinke took more money because he is the ultimate in me. And, you know, this is the fourth first-time starter with that Stewart kid making the start. I think I'm going to go B, because you put him on the DL now rather than have him try and gut his way through it and make a back injury worse. So, I'm thinking it's still early July. The wild card always remains. Let's go with B, better now.
In the last week, we saw the surprise rise of the Rangers and Giants catching up to the darling clubs, while very quickly the Giants have fallen off of a cliff, and the Cleveland Indians have now won 12 in a row, including 6 of those on the road. The Klubot has been turned on and back to his Cy Young form, Danny Salazar is on the hunt for a Cy Young, and Trevor Bauer is looking like the top 3 pick that he was in 2011. A, in a combination of Cavalier Magic Health and Terry Francona tinkering with the right guys to get the best out of his players, and many experts' dark horses favorite to make the AL playoffs this year, the Indians are just doing pretty well. B, the White Sox aren't the team they were in May. The Rays have been hot garbage for at least 3 years since getting rid of David Price. The Tigers are meh to okay at best, and the Braves are the definition of a 4A baseball team who couldn't run off 12 in a row against those guys. C, thanks to LeBron James, Cleveland is now a destination spot for reporters rather than going to the middle of Texas in the middle of summer to cover the hotter and better Texas Rangers.
I really like Terry Francona. Even though they won a World Series after he left, I thought the Red Sox made a mistake getting rid of him. I thought it was a knee-jerk reaction. But I kind of like B because, like you said, they beat up on the Tigers, who were the best team among them a lot, and Verlander was awful. First of all, anything that'll keep people out of Texas is a positive. But I'm going to go with a B. Definitely gauge who they beat over the course of a long season.
NBA free agency starts at 9:01 p.m. here on the West Coast. LeBron and Durant may be on the move looking for money and titles. All of the best teams are acting on the worst-kept secret in the NBA. Signing either of the top five players in the world is a great move to make your team better. A, with all the sponsorship deals that these guys have, it's not about money. It's about finding the best team for them to win a title with. B, it's not about the money yet. With the cap room growing next season, it's about building a super team for 16-17, then dip for whoever wants to give them hundreds of millions of dollars. C, doesn't matter where anyone ends up, it's all but guaranteed that a Blazer won't sign at big name.
You know, because free agency in the NBA in general is such a crapshoot, I always say when I go to the racetrack, I live and die with past performances. There's never been a substantial name guy that was being sought after by contenders signed with Portland. So I'm going to keep riding history and go with letter C.
Sunday, France, Iceland, it's the little country that could, catches up against the host nation. A, fueled by the greatest and most intimidating chant ever, Iceland defeats France. B, the host nation is on a mission not to let their fellow countrymen down. France wins. Or C, Iceland win to show off to Ronaldo's face what it's really like when they celebrate winning the Euros.
I got to see Iceland beat France, so I'm going to go with A, completely with my heart. And that's it, the lightning round!